Good afternoon. Hi. You know, at my age, I keep remembering George Burns's great line when he said, every morning when I get up, I read the obituaries, and if I don't see my name, I have breakfast. So I had breakfast this morning, but this is always one of the really high points of the festival for me. Years ago, gosh, Hazel, it's like 8 years ago now, I heard a CD by a woman named Hazel Dickens, whom I had already heard a lot about, but there was one song on the CD that I think pretty much changed my life, and she's been a hero of mine ever since. The song was called Disaster in the Mattington Mine, and I've been trying to move Hazel to the right all these years. Hasn't worked, so she's finally moved me so far to the left that I actually hugged Cindy Sheehan last night, so. So Hazel, you've been a huge factor in my life, and I don't know, you don't want to listen to me. Hazel, go ahead. Hazel Dickens.
Hazel, you give me a shout when you're ready, baby.
All right, let's hit it, boys.
One, two, three.
It's a train called Lonesome Pine. You can hear that whistle blowing as she's coming down the line. It's a train I'll catch this morning just to ease my troubling mind. Ole, ole, ole. Oh,
Hello, hello. We are 7 years old this month. It doesn't feel like it, does it? Seems like we just got here. Well, is this the end, boys? I'd sing you a song I wrote. How have y'all been since we saw you last? I'm glad you came, and it's such a great day today. We couldn't have asked for a better day, and I could have asked for better allergies, but I didn't. So we're going to try another song here, and it's actually one of the later ones that I wrote, and actually did get to record it. It's called I Can't Find Your Love Anymore. Too wise for me, I'll tell you. Well, this next song was, I guess I wrote it way, way back. I don't know, I don't even remember how long ago it was. I just know the impetus for writing it was that I was getting a divorce. I do remember that. And, and Dudley and the Johnson Mountain Boys actually recorded it. And I rarely do it on stage. I don't know why, but since I got this great singer, we thought we'd dig it out and do it once more. Is this? When I get in the right key here. Well, anyway, it was written from a true event. A couple of friends of mine, Mike Seeger was one of them. We were going overseas and they wanted to know what to bring me back, and I said, bring me a tape machine. I don't have a tape machine, I never used a tape machine, but I said, be sure it just has on and off and to turn the volume up. I don't want no complicated thing. So they brought it back, I turned it on, and this is the first song that I wrote on the tape machine. And it was the beginning of the year. And I sat down and wrote My Better Years. Well, you're back on my doorstep crying like I cried through all these lonely years. But I can't dry your tears. It's been too long since love was here.
I'd like to mention just briefly that Hazel Dickens was just recently how would you call it, indoctrinated? Inducted into the West Virginia Country Music Hall of Fame, and I think she deserves a round of applause for that.
Song to do, and I've been trying to get Dudley to learn this song. Hey, Carl, I didn't see you there. Hi. Is Janet here? Is Janet here today? Oh, there. Hi. Oh, I think that was a different Janet. What is this in? Anyway, I've been trying to get him to do it for a long time, and the problem was is he knew one version and I knew the other version. And I wanted to stick to the old Don Stover way of doing it, the West Virginia way. And I think we finally got it together. And so it gives me great thrill to be able to do, I like doing the old timey songs. And this goes way, way back, and it's called Jack and Me. Turn these guys loose here and let them do an instrumental for you. I usually cut them out because I like to sing. No, but we're going to let them do a little bit of the instrumental and give me a little break here. And I'll be right back to do a song that I wrote that I'm very proud of. So what are you going to do, guys?
I think we're going to do one of Richard's songs called Newton Grove, Hazel. Thank you.
changed our mind here and we're going to do something else. So. It's a woman's prerogative, isn't it, to change her mind?
Hazel, it's your show. You do whatever the heck you want.
She either gets a headache or she changes her mind. So. All right, let's do America's Tour. This is a song that I wrote some time back, and in thinking about, you know, what the way this country's going and what is happening, how much stuff is getting swept under the rug, and people pretending that there are not that there are not any poor people out there. Well, I'll swear I was raised up with nothing but poor people, and they're still not very much better off. And I don't know, I just seem to start leaning towards writing a song about it called America's Poor. Oh, every time I take something off of the set, Bill says, "Oh no, you can't do that. You got to put that back on." And what do you think? Every time you come to one of my shows, a lot of dead time. Well, we'll try this. I'm gonna see if I can get through it. I'm getting pretty hoarse. I talked all night long last night and ate and sang and. Thank you. Thank you very much. I also thank Dolly Parton for recording that. Ordered me a few new bras. Not as large as hers, though. Hey, what's wrong with saying that? I mean, it's true. Okay, we're going to try. I got the giggles up here. I guess, who did I write this song for? I wrote this song actually for Lennon Marshall. And by the way, tomorrow's Lynn's birthday, too. Y'all wish her a happy birthday. It's called My Heart's Own Love. The memory there, we got through that okay. Yeah, it's hard to remember when we change arrangements. It's hard to keep it all in your head. Well, I have one of the best harmony and best bluegrass singers up here standing next to me and helping me out today on the it's okay, anytime. And barring none, I think I get more joy out of singing with him than almost anybody, because he finally learned about all my little craziness and he listens to me, and when I go, when I'm going to go somewhere else, he goes there. I improvise a lot, and I never sing the same thing a lot of times twice. And he's learned all this, and he goes with me. And I appreciate it. It's Dudley Connell, and he's going to lead one for you.
Thank you very much, Hazel.
It was good fun time, everything was mighty fine. The cold tipples roared day and night. But things had got slow for no reason that I know. And ill winds pulled in the side. The mines all shut down. Everybody all around, there wasn't very much left to do, except stand in that line, get your rations built on time. Woman, I could see it killing you.
Do a song that getting a little hoarse with this wind. I'm going to do a song that I wrote about my home state and called West Virginia My Home. West Virginia, oh, wind is getting to me up here, and I'm starting to lose those little notes there. We'll do one more song. We had 10 minutes, and I'm sure we've almost taken that. So we'll do one closing song, and it's You'll Get No More of Me. Thank you very much. smells good out there, and I'm ready to eat. You see the smoke there? All right, let's hit it.
Hazel Dickens, ladies and gentlemen. She's really the reason that this all came about. Warren needed an excuse to bring her to San Francisco, so he figured this out. Now, we got a lot more music coming at you. And I got to remind you, it's the sun's coming out. It may not be that hot, but you got to remember your sunscreen. You got to remember to drink lots of water.